from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Coming up at 7:20, Sports Illustrated heard something that I did not when Gerard Mayo was on this show yesterday, and they apparently found it to be a hilarious pivot attempt by Gerard Mayo. So we will get to that coming up at 7:20. And Boomer Esiason on Jacoby Brissett v. Drake May, and that decision at 8 on today's show. And we're about to get to They Said It. But before that, my lead remains, and we've gone back and forth on this show about the benefits and the negatives when it comes to working remotely. Yesterday, news broke about the chief of police of the Bridgewater College Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
The man has apparently been working from Florida for the last year and a half or so. I understand the weather is better down there, and certainly we want to provide everybody the opportunity for work-life balance and the opportunity to do your job however you are best able to do your job. But I would ask the room and those that listen to the show, are there any jobs in particular, the job of a first responder, that really should not be a remote job? Is he able to virtually respond to some sort of a fight in the mods, or are there any jobs that cannot be done remotely that we could just ask that the person is actually there for, especially when you're making well over $100,000 a year?
Is he like answering phones for the police station
He's a chief.
Yeah, I know, but maybe, you know, in this absence, he is the phone operator. You know, someone has to do that. I still think that should be done in-house for something as important as police force.
He's not doing anything, so listen, if you have the ability to work remote from Florida, take advantage of it.
Yeah,
I mean, what the hell is he probably doing? They're probably sending him emails. Not like he's chasing down perks
anymore.
So it's
not important for the chief to be there at the actual police department.
When do you see the chief of police? When he comes out and speaks after something happens. He could do that Zoom from his...
Well, Greg sees the chief of police when he runs out of gas on Storo and they drive him to work.
Yeah, it's not like he's out there working the beat.
It's obscene. It's crazy. Everything that remains after the pandemic should be changed today. If I became president, that would be my first course of action. Mm. No more Zooms. Go meet people. Look them in the eye. Do your job in the place that you should be doing it.
All right. Well, I thought that was of interest. And so
you wouldn't work remotely from Florida if you could?
I have the opportunity to work remotely. I prefer to be in here. Oh. I think a radio show is better when everybody is looking at each other, communicating, and
Maybe I'll give you that.
I feel like the chemistry's better. I think it sounds weird on a major market radio station when somebody is zooming in.
I guess you're right. But okay, I mean, Ken could work remotely. He would be our chief of police.
He can. I don't know. I think he could order the supplies, like the paper and stuff, I would assume, remotely. He does other things, I think, around here, Ken.
He runs things up the flagpole, that's for sure. When this is over.
All right.
But how do you look yourself in the eye if you're this guy making six figures 2,000 miles away from where the actual police department resides? How is that possible?
Are they saying why? Like, I know that it said special circumstances.
There's some sort of circumstances, it could be anything. And we all go through those kinds of things. I just think it would be good to have a chief of police who is actually there at the station from time to time. That's just me. All right, let's get to this, Shine.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Tom Brady, because after hearing Wiggy's lead, he's going to hate this clip. This is what Tom Brady said when asked by Colin Cowherd if you should sit Drake May or just throw him to the fire.
So, I mean, I've gone on record to say that I think it's best, in my opinion, for young quarterbacks or rookie quarterbacks to kind of watch a veteran do it. And there's so much that goes on, and quarterbacks need to process so much information so quickly. And I think if you can have someone, I sat behind Drew Bledsoe my first year, what a great player he was, someone that I got to watch and learn from. Aaron Rodgers watched behind Brett Favre, Patrick Mahomes watched behind Alex Smith. So when you have a real pro in front of you, they can help with that learning curve, even though that young quarterback isn't necessarily going out there and losing confidence in what his abilities are. So, you know, ultimately, those young players are going to get opportunities. The franchises need those young quarterbacks to come in and take a big step and lead that franchise on into the future.
Right.
I just like to give them a little bit of time to acclimate themselves to the pro game, the pro schedule. I mean, it's a big difference between college football and professional football.
It's two extra road games or home games between college and pros. Now it's one more because you play 12 games in college. You play, 17 now? So that's six games at home and six. I don't buy this. And I would say to Tom this. I'd say, listen, Tom, honestly, and we had Ty here yesterday. Let's take a couple shots of Corvus. And then seriously, what did you learn your rookie year from sitting on the bench, being the fourth string quarterback or whatever it was, the third string quarterback? I remember getting there in 2000 and Brady was the scout team quarterback. And, you know, we built a chemistry there. But what did you learn from that? And he'll probably tell you nothing. I mean, you might learn how to be a pro in the sense, make sure you get to meetings early, working out, watching film, that kind of stuff. But
well, Gerard Mayo said yesterday he gets the mental reps.
Yeah, but the mental reps need. Ty said mental reps are useless because when you get out there on the. You won't believe this, but one thing I always wanted to do when I played is make sure I knew my stuff inside and out because I wasn't the biggest, I wasn't the fastest, so I had to be one of the smartest players. If not, my ass was going to be gone. The mental reps were great. Oh, okay.
I mean, Tom Brady just told you that he learned a lot under Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, okay.
Sitting behind Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah.
I
don't buy that.
He's being disingenuous?
I think he learned, like, how to be a pro in, okay, how do I train? Right. How do I come in and study? Like, those.
But what about the stress level of actually getting out there in game action where the whole place is loud and you have to make sure that you're relaying calls?
Right. And that's why I always tell the, like, my first play of actually playing and getting out there, it was, I was overwhelmed. I didn't know this play. I didn't know the snap count. I thought Testaverde was speaking Chinese. I was lost. But the more and more.
He's actually Italian.
Yeah. But the more and more I played, the more comfortable I got. Yeah.
I would say, Wiggy, I'm on your side, but there was a great podcast yesterday with Julian Edelman and Josh McDaniels, and they were talking at length about all the things Drake May still needs to do better. Like under center, he's bumpy, I guess, with the center exchange that he has. His feet are still all over the place. And I mean, I think he could learn that on the field, but the way they discussed it, it was a pretty compelling argument.
Footwork is also the biggest buzzword for these people who are anti-Drake May, but you know, you watch Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, and they could care less about footwork.
Oh, shots fired at you, Curtis.
Well, I would also say Josh McDaniels giving advice to Jerod Mayo as a new head coach, I would do everything opposite.
Amen.
What's next?
Speaking of former New England Patriots coaches, let's hear from one former defensive / offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, and Bill Belichick talking about the re-signings of the New England Patriots on the defensive side of the football.
You know, they did resign a lot of the players that we had, you know, brought there and had there, as they obviously liked those guys.
We.
And, you know, a couple of players that they didn't resign.
Well, Bourne, a resigning. Onwenu, resigning. Stevenson had a year to go. They extended him. Henry was a resigning. He's been a solid leader for them. Gottschall, they did, you know, during training camp. Barmore was an extension in the offseason. He does look like he's going to play very much this year. Tavai is an extension. Duggar was a transition player. And Josh Uche. The guy that's not on that list, of course, is Matt Judon. Judon was traded down to Atlanta, and so that'll provide an opportunity for Uche, Tavai, and Jennings to take that spot that, you know, Judon would have had a lot of playing time at. So, you know, we'll see how those guys do. But, you know, a lot of guys came back. The additions were mainly draft choices.
Yeah, and obviously Judon, a guy that we really liked and we enjoyed being around a lot. You know, good football player, very productive football player. So, you know, these guys are going to have to step in and try to, you know, fill that production out on the defensive side of the ball.
This show already stinks. That is the most boring minute. You could have ever pulled from any episode. If that's the highlight, if that's the trailer you want to put out, this show is going to suck.
Yeah, 2012, LAK in the Twitch chat says, nice of Hobby Lobby to give Matt Patricia the day off so he could do the show with Bill Belichick.
Jeez.
I don't know what he's doing.
He looks thinner.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Which is amazing because he's still so full of S.
He lost a ton
like
of weight.
He looks different.
So, is it going to be like really X's and O's?
Yes.
Like just.
That's the new one, Coach, which is on the
Underdog Fantasy.
Okay.
Imagine fantasy being Bill network. Belichick, accomplishing what he's accomplished and still needing that loser to fluff you every day of the week.
Anything else, Sean?
Yeah, one more quick one for you here. Here was Brad Marchand spoke yesterday at Bruins practice. He talked a lot about like his injuries and the surgeries he went through, but the important one that kind of caught my ear here was when he was asked about a possible contract extension. Mm. Here is what Brad Marchand said in response to that.
I'm going to say this now and you know, kind of leave it at that, but I won't ever talk about contract stuff in the media. You know, I saw a report come out the other day. I think it was the Hockey News, and, you know, I don't know where he's getting his information, but, you know, it wasn't from our side, and we're not going to talk about it. You know, whatever goes on, we'll stay internal between swings and our group, but I don't leave it at that. I just, you know, I think there's enough respect between the two sides that we can deal with it. And, you know, we'll leave it at that.
Oh, all right. That's your captain.
Can I ask a question?
Hockey players are different. I love it. What?
Is that a shot at Jeremy Swayman?
Oh.
Is that like a veiled shot at Swayman for leaking him being upset with the Bruins in the front office?
Didn't even think about that, but you may be right, Sean. Maybe.
What do you mean? Like, Marchand's coming to the defense?
Well, he's like, I'm not going to talk about...
No, he's coming to defense of the team.
Yeah, you don't do it. I can't see Brad doing that. I mean, come on. Brad
knows. But that's kind of what it sounds like. Like, all we hear these rumors of Swayman being unhappy, and there's issues like getting the contract done, and then Brad immediately comes out and goes, yeah, like, we have a good enough relationship. There's enough respect here to talk amongst ourselves and not leak it to the media.
Well, I think it's more Brad saying, I'm not going to put the team out there on Front Street. I think that we're going to get some type of extension done. Yeah. Then that's what I took from it, that it don't seem like he's retiring no time soon, and there potentially could be a contract coming for him, but he's saying, I'm going to keep it more in-house until we get it done.
All right, well, that is they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up, what Sports Illustrated heard that I did not hear. In a particular way, when Jerod Mayo was on this show yesterday. Tomorrow on this show, Curtis, Courtney, Bill O'Brien.
Yes.
Whoa.
The disrespect is real, not in the top 25 after a road win.
They're
in Florida.
27, though, Curtis, in the AP rankings.
Right, so that would not be in the top 25.
My friend, Bill O'Brien.
They beat a top 10 team.
Yep.
Got to give them credit.
It wasn't even close. They dominated.
Yeah, and that's, I think that is the real difference here when you think about.
Like, it wasn't a lucky game.
No, no. They
dominated.
Yeah, they, from the beginning of the game to the end of the game.
Clemson's still in the top 25, right? They dropped, I think, from like 15 to 20.
Right. But they
maybe
got their
25.
Heads beaten by
exactly.
Jordan.
Yeah,
I would have thought BC, the biggest key is going to be, we talked about week three, when they're playing at Mizzou, who's probably going to be another top. They'll probably be ranked seventh in the country. And if they can go down there.
They should beat the Cane, no problem.
Yes. Mizzou's got Buffalo, so both teams should be 2-0. Yeah. And now you're going down there of a team that's going to be, you know, top seven, top eight in the country.
All right. Well, Bill O'Brien tomorrow morning at 6:45. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Pats signed offensive tackle Caleb Jones to the team's practice squad yesterday at 6'9", 370 pounds. Jones initially signed to the Packers practice squad in 2022 before he was waived last week.
Uh-oh.
Something just happened.
Courtney just got the blue screen.
To my computer.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's okay. That
control
is okay.
Okay.
No, this is like there's a sad
filibuster,
face.
Filibuster.
On my computer.
A sad face?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It crashed.
She got hacked.
Blue screen of death.
That is great. Now it's black. But that's okay. According to Ian Rappaport, the Pats will do right by Christian Barmore. Sources say they will pay his full salary for 2024, despite him being on the non-football injury list. Teams are not required to pay players on NFI. New England will, as Barmore works his way back. So good on them. The Sox drop another one to the Mets, 7-2, the final on the road. Cutter Crawford went six innings, giving up two runs on one hit while striking out eight. Last one with the Mets tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. And that feeling when your knee, ankle, any joint feels bone on bone, it's time to call Ortho Laser New England. Torn ligament, tendon, it's time to call Ortho Laser New England. Heal your joints at Ortho Laser with a Z, any.com.
Not only is he the weather expert on this show, but he's also the ratings expert on this show. Chris Curtis.
Yes, good morning. Bad news for the haters out there. The Greg Hill Show in the month of August, which is a month, and there are four weeks in every monthly, despite some months having 5 weeks. There was some anger about that when I first presented this information.
Mm-hmm.
In the four-week monthly that was compiled and released yesterday for the month of August, the Greg Hill Show in the city of Boston, with men and women from the ages of 25 to 54, was the number one morning show in the market.
Oh,
thank you.
Wow.
Good job, people. Adults.
That's great.
Thank you. Curtis,
I keep hearing these numbers, but I don't see them at www.boston.com.
That was not what I was going to ask, but I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Boston College might do a better number than the New England Patriots this weekend?
I think there's a chance, and I am shocked by these results. My man Jackson, who, by the way, is doing an excellent job today. Great with that poll of the Big Daddy sound. I gave that to him late. And he put up a poll. What game are you more looking forward to? Or what game are you more excited to watch Sunday? The options are Patriots or Brady on Fox. 42% say they're more looking forward to Tom Brady calling a game than the Patriots playing in one, which is mind-boggling.
I would agree with that.
But I do think at 4:25, that's going to be the national Fox game of the week, Dak against Deshaun Watson, Cowboys-Browns.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance that game does a better number locally than the Patriots.
It's the Greg Hill tree. I got a good show idea for Courtney, Curtis, and myself because there's a hole in this market that the Greg Hill tree can spawn. Coco and the boys... College football podcast.
Oh.
Where we talk. Oh. Where we bump heads.
Oh. Okay.
You like that?
I like that.
Okay. No? Now that BC's back.
Okay.
And
he's
the Patriots
all the way back.
Are kind of like, okay. I think it's time to get college football back here in New England.
Okay. We do not have, just a heads up, no additional budget available for that. It would be on the side, but.
Okay. Courtney, work your magic. See if you get some sponsorship.
This is always happens. There's an idea that spawned, and then it's like, Courtney?
Go do the work.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know how we get sponsors? We do the you do the show in the bikini.
Okay.
I'll see. Perfect. Maybe.
The sponsors will be flying in to
will.
Give us some money for that one. It's college football stuff.
Yeah, good idea.
You know,
I'll dress up.
Or?
I'll dress up some way in court, and Curtis can get him in something.
Good. I can't wait for Halloween this year.
Wiki goes all in.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm trying to figure out, got a couple costume ideas. Don't really know. Are we doing anything? What's the word?
We are doing a show, Greg Hill Foundation Halloween Bash, on Halloween night.
Oh. Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
I haven't announced it yet, but we're doing it at Moxie's in my neighborhood, the Seaport.
All right.
And so, yes, we are all going to be required to go in costume.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. I can't wait to dress up as another anime character.
Put some effort into your costume.
I'm going to this year.
I'm going to be three-hole punch Jim.
You should go as Megamind in honor of Cam Newton.
All right.
Yes, I will. God, do I love Halloween. I can't wait.
All right, Curtis, weather.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry. I'm just reminiscing over Wiggy as Prince.
Sorry. I did the best I could.
57 degrees and sunny, afternoon high. Sunny in the upper.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
70s.
Football is back, and so is Boomer Esiason on this show. And we will talk to Boomer coming up at 8 this morning on Gerard Mayo's decision to start Jacoby Brissett over Drake May. Speaking of that, Gerard Mayo was on the show yesterday, and he joins us every Monday during this NFL season. And I did not hear his answer to a question on this show yesterday the same way that Sports Illustrated did. And so I'm curious which way you heard it. So yesterday when Gerard Mayo was on, asked him about saying on this show a couple weeks ago that Drake May had outplayed Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, you know, I should have given him more context.
Hold on. I'm not done yet. Had outplayed Jacoby Brissett. Clearly, I think that's what he said.
Yep.
Asked him to clarify then yesterday why Jacoby Brissett was starting over Drake May, if Drake May had outplayed him. And now, Shime, this is the answer that he gave.
Yeah, you know, I should have given more context to the comment at the time. Look, Drake had more playing time in the preseason than Jacoby, and that was intentional. So as we talk about the developmental plan, like, we know what it is internally, but that was definitely intentional. We know what Jacoby can do. He's played a lot of ball in this league. We see him every day in practice, and we know what he's done in the NFL as well. So, look, we have full confidence. I have full confidence in Jacoby leading our team into the season, and you know, the players feel the same way. those guys selected him as a captain, so that should say a lot as well. This is the way we're going to go. And like I always say, as the head coach of the team, like, I'm trying to make the best decisions for the organization, not only here in the present, but also in the future.
Okay, so the way Sports Illustrated heard that, and they called it essentially a hilarious pivot attempt by Gerard Mayo, was that Drake May had outplayed Jacoby Brissett when it came to time and snaps in training camp, and not to performance level, which I did not. I didn't hear that. I mean, do you think that was the intention of Gerard Mayo? Is that what he was saying?
Never even crossed my mind. Trying to play devil's advocate. Not even, like, that is such a stretch.
It's a stretch. Okay. All right. Because that would be ridiculous if that were what he was saying, was that what he meant on this show was that he had outplayed him snap-wise, snap-count-wise. That would be ridiculous.
But let's go around the room. Who believes that Gerard Mayo wants Jacoby Brissett to start week one?
I don't
think he does.
Okay, so it stands to reason that he's maybe saying that to someone because he's being told what to do.
So then where he was capping on the question we asked him is when he said, I have final say.
Yeah.
He was kind of said it adamantly, like, I have final say when it comes to depth chart. I think I asked him that. When it comes to depth chart and starters, I'm not talking about bringing guys in, who you drafting, free agents, retaining guys, none of that. Depth chart and starters, who has final say? Is it the offensive coordinator when it comes to the offense?
He said it was all him. Buck stops here.
That's what he said.
Why does he keep saying we?
Yes.
He did it again. Yes, he did it again in that answer. He said, I have full confidence in him.
Because he went into this thing telling everybody how collaborative it was going to be. And so he's trying to walk the line between collaborative and between making the final decision, I think.
The confusing part to me real quick is when he goes, we know what Jacoby Brissett can do. He's played a lot of football.
Which is not very much.
Right. So what is this season? That's the biggest question I have then. What is this season then? If you know what Jacoby Brissett is as a starting quarterback, you're not going to win many games. So you're just basically saying we're putting a guy out there that we feel like who
is a pretty good backup.
We know what Jacoby can do.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
We've come so far since my inauguration.
The news.
On that day, I told you, as I stood in that winter, we were stood in a winter of peril and winter of possibilities. Peril and possibilities.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
That if you get gum, I don't know if you can freeze it or get... how you make it hard.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I will be hearing that for months and years.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say?
An irrational fear as a 26-year-old worker became trapped by coal on a train yesterday in Bridgewater.
Ooh.
Mitch is grabbing this video of it all going down, but the employee of Stiles and Hart Brick Company was pulled out from being trapped waist deep in coal around 1:30 p.m. after being stuck since 9 a.m.
So it took him 4 hours to get him out from under So he was working on the train.
Correct.
He was working on the railroad, as the song goes, and the coal fell all of it on top of him?
Yes.
Oh, no, thank you.
And I'm guessing in a situation like that, even you trying to get out is probably going to dig you deeper.
Yeah.
Like a quicksand situation. Mm-hmm.
Did the Bridgewater police chief zoom in for this baby?
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope he should.
Okay.
But he had to be flown to a Boston hospital. There is no identity being released of this worker, and there's no update on how he is doing. We can hear from the owner, Lincoln David Andrews, on BZ.
Is truly remarkable. The quality of those responders and the protocols that have been put in place and the professionalism that they have, because everybody here today has borne witness to the first responders' actions.
Mm.
Okay.
It's crazy.
That is my, what's it called? Like when you really, really are afraid of
irrational fear?
Yes.
That's what Courtney said moments ago.
Is that what you said? I wasn't.
Yeah, she did.
I was looking for the word.
Yep.
But to be like trapped because I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah.
So to be trapped in anything.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big irrational fear for most. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
appreciate that, Curtis.
Thank you for tuning in.
You say a lot of things.
You do. Yeah.
There are a lot of words.
When I had said that.
But we say that multiple times. Like we say in a week, we probably say irrational fear like five times.
No. But Greg has another word for it. He's opening the door on the airplane.
A call of the void.
Yeah. That's a call of the void.
Yeah. I didn't know exactly what it is. Like the worst way that
you wouldn't want to go that way.
Yeah.
Under a giant train car full of coal.
Trapped anywhere.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
Stephanie Bagu, a woman in Marlboro, she's a mother, and she's saying that her kid was put on the wrong bus and dropped off alone on a local street after his first day of school last week.
Oh.
This is terrible. Bagu received a call from a number she didn't know. When she answered, there was a woman on the other line who said she pulled over when she saw her son standing on the side of the road alone. Her son had been there for 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
No, this is terrible.
How old is he?
They just say a young child. We can hear from Bagu on 7 News Boston.
We hug him and try and calm him down, and we're like, what happened? He's like, I told him I don't belong on the bus, and they still put me on the bus. Just grateful that he was okay. He wasn't hurt or anything. Just really thankful that someone didn't walk off with him.
To have a nice person pull over too and take care of him, it could have been anybody.
Nice. Right.
They are so lucky, and that is, I'm pulling my kid from that school, right?
Yeah.
How do you mess that up, like getting kids on the wrong bus?
By the way, Greg, curriculum night last night for James, baby.
Curtis,
we are cooking.
The kid is like 2.
He's 25 months.
The curriculum is please tell us when you have to go potty so we can change your diaper.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I think he might graduate high school by 10.
That's impressive.
I understand that the money is endless in the family, but I mean, it just seems like you're throwing a lot of it away.
I'm certainly not. This curriculum, he's going to be fluent in 3 languages.
You got a real live Doogie Howser on your hands.
Sure thing. I mean, Ken's not going to pay me enough. I need James to do something. I mean, God.
So you know exactly what his classes are?
Yep. It's about the first week when they really stagger it is, you know, the more you pay, the less you stay. So they don't really start until Tuesday of next week.
Some of the classes, though, sounded interesting, like the one that you mentioned, ways to berate the household staff without sounding privileged. I thought that sounded like a really good class.
I mean, it's essential learning.
Yeah. Yes. all right. We should take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news coming up next. Our guy, Boomer Esiason, coming up at 8 on the Drake May Jacoby Brissett debate and on who he thinks will be the Super Bowl teams this season. All things NFL with Boomer coming up in about 15 minutes or so. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
The White House has responded to questions on whether Kamala Harris is changing her accent from time to time.
this happens with candidates oftentimes.
Yeah, I think this happens with football coaches as well. Like you going from Notre Dame to LSU, Brian Kelly.
Yeah,
like,
change it up.
That happens. Yeah. It happens to people all over.
Yeah, you're playing to your audience.
You got to blend in with your environment. Be a chameleon.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, the way that I would like to do this is we can listen to the change in the way that the VP spoke on Monday.
Okay.
The first time you hear her say this, she is in Detroit.
Okay.
The second time you hear her say this, she is in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Since when does the vice president have what sounds like
That's the wrong audio. Best laid plans, mice and men.
You better thank a union member.
Okay.
Union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time. You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
I think what Jackson did there is put the same exact audio drop back to back.
Okay.
But I think we sort of get the point. So the question was about whether she
spoke differently when she was talking with that accent.
Yes.
We have the comment from the White House.
Yeah, we do. Here is Karine Jean-Pierre, who took questions.
Since when does the vice president have what sounds like a southern accent?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well,
I mean, this is...
She was talking about unions in Detroit using one tone of voice.
Is this something that
same
you think...
line...
Okay, Peter.
That she used the same line in Pittsburgh, and it sounded like she at least had some kind of a southern drawl.
I mean, do you hear the question that you... I mean, do you think Americans seriously think that this is an important question? They care... You know what they care about? They care about the economy. They care about lowering costs. They care about health care. That's what Americans care about.
So
that's what they want to hear.
This is something...
They care about, your colleague just asked me about democracy. Basically, we talked about, went back and forth about democracy and freedom. That's what they care about. I'm not even going to entertain some question about the press. It's just hearing it sounds so ridiculous. Well,
Curtis, you talk differently when you go back home to Dover.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I get it. I do it all the time. I talk differently when I'm around Ty or certain people.
Yes, you do.
That when
or
I,
me.
Yes, there's, you know, I do it all the time. When I'm talking to, like, you know, some of my other friends, there's a lot more expletives. Like, if I'm talking to the kids I grew up with,
yeah,
there's a lot more.
You
if
swear
I'm
a lot
if
more.
I'm talking to Ty, uh-huh, there's a different type of vibe there. We got a different type of slang. Mm-hmm. Junior Lewis once told me this. Shout out to Junior.
Junior.
And he said he works with a lot of kids in the inner city. He says you got to be able to go from the boardroom to the block.
Yeah.
And, you know, you tend to, depending on who you're around,
you
I can't talk.
The way you talk.
Yeah, sure. I can't talk the same way I talk to Ty or some people else with, you know, you.
I think this is just a bit different for Kamala Harris because she's not speaking to friends. She's speaking to a group of people and assuming. If she is changing her accent, assuming what they all, how they all speak.
And there's nothing douchier than a press secretary lecturing somebody in the media about what Americans care about. You can answer the question. Not everything we talk about is life and death. I'm certain that Karine Jean-Pierre from the dais at the White House press room has talked about things that are not very meaningful but interesting.
It's also not right when you impersonate me and I...
Hey, buddy. I mean, I have to talk differently around. I can't use some...
Like, you make me sound like a white guy.
Right, I can't use some of this.
I don't like when you do that.
Well, I'm trying to be able to be relatable to the people I'm kind of...
I don't appreciate it.
And what, Greg, do you identify as a seafood
hey,
tower?
Can we play my favorite one of these?
Yeah.
This is Hillary Clinton in 2016.
I don't feel no ways tired.
I mean, when I'm in Detroit, I say, what up, though? Mm-hmm. When I'm down in New Orleans, I say, what up, Wody? When I'm down, you know, I'm in New York, I'm like, what up, son?
Go ahead. What do I say in the seaport?
Hey, guy. Hey, buddy. How are ya? How are ya?
I think you're a big pal guy.
Yeah. Hey, pal.
Hey, pal.
Hey, pal. How are ya?
What's up, pal?
Yeah. I'm in Jamaica, you know what I say. Wagwan.
Tucker, we have a very new policy about towels on lounge chairs.
Hey, how are ya? You want to have a seafood tower?
What?
Can you get to the rest of
I would love
please?
To. Mega Millions has hit 740 mil.
Ooh,
that drawing will be on Friday after no winner last night.
Okay.
If a winner emerges in the next draw, they can pick between receiving the 740 million jackpot, spent over 30 annual payments, or the lump sum cash of 366.3 million.
Yeah, I'm taking the lump.
Lump it
sum.
Up, baby.
Yeah, but the lump, I mean, it's crazy how much it drops down.
Yep. Yeah, but it's your money working for you, collecting interest, rather than the government eating it up.
On Open Table, online reservations for parties of one at sit-down restaurants has increased 8% for the 12 months, the last 12
Ooh,
months.
Bingo, Sean. You were right.
People like to go to restaurants and eat by themselves.
So there's a massive increase in people dining alone.
Well, get this. 8% in the last 12 months, but in the last 2 years, 29%.
Wow.
I have a question. When you book on Open Table and it's a table for one, do you text yourself to confirm?
Yeah.
So
I guess
people
are into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. Big TV news for Greg and I. Karen Reed 2020 coming on Friday.
You see the trailer for this?
Yes, I did.
Looks good.
Looks very good.
Big problem for you and I because we are Friday night. We're going to a wedding. Well, we're not going together. We're going with our significant
Correct.
Others.
To the same wedding.
So we will be unable to. I'm going to have to watch this on Saturday.
Is it going
to
be about like the Vietnam War or what's the?
Well, so the trailer that was released yesterday on social media promises exclusive personal videos, one-on-one with Karen Reed, 1 week before her trial. So this interview did take place before the trial unfolded.
All right.
It'll air 9 p.m. on Friday. If anybody is listening and has a connect at ABC and maybe has a screener and can get it to Greg and I, we would greatly appreciate it.
It'd be interesting to see what you guys think, because what can you really get out of it?
You get what she sounds like when she's explaining what happened, and I think the interviews that they did with her are pretty extensive.
Yeah.
Because you think they really, like, get
it's really the first time she's speaking out publicly, though.
Yeah. You know, gets into what not really her role is, or, like, the whole events of that night, so I guess maybe. All right.
Kristen Cavallari is having the best sex of her life.
All right.
The 37-year-old had her 24-year-old boyfriend, Mark Estes, on her Let's Be Honest podcast.
All right.
Oh, good. Another podcast.
And they played a game of truth or drink. And here's how that went down.
Okay.
Are more mature women better in bed?
You guys are asking if she's better in bed. Correct. Yeah.
A little young.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, yeah, you're the best sex I've ever had, for sure.
Oh,
so nice.
Why?
I like that.
Oh, okay.
I actually didn't know that. You've never said that to me.
I just thought you would assume that. That was another question. Let me ask that back. Am I the best sex you've ever had?
Yeah. I think sex for women just gets better as you get older.
Yeah, and I think also being like, because I'm so, like, obviously so in love with you, so that helps. Yeah. I think, like, having sex with someone you're in love with.
Who is this? Yeah. Who is this male gold digger?
Yeah. Oh, he's Montana Boys. Okay. They were very big in TikTok. They've had a bit of falling off because of they were canceled.
I mean,
that's what? Jay Cutler's ex, right?
Yes.
Poor Jay Cutler.
Right.
Don't they have kids together?
Yes. Yeah.
And he's got to listen to her say that this young dude is the best sex she's ever had.
I don't think Jay Cutler is losing sleep one bit. If you have to talk about it all the time, it's not that great.
That's the worst thing you can have. Now stop that, Courtney. That's a lie.
Yep.
That's a lie. That's what people say. This, you know what this is?
That is a shot in the direction of Coach Wiggins.
No, Wiggy says to teach us how to love forever, but Wiggy's never out here saying, like, I'm having the best
he
sex.
He says it all the time.
Oh, yeah, all day long.
Well, I'm sure you are, but...
Are you saying that the people who say they're having great sex...
These
not,
two have been together for 6 months.
They're not really having great sex.
I think Kristen Cavallari is trying to make headlines as much as she possibly can. I think that the age difference alone just has a lot of people scratching their heads. But since he and his Montana Boy co-founder got canceled, I think things have been a bit dicey.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
In their relationship?
Yes.
Well,
and then, you have him, and he's like, so you're asking if the best sex I've ever had is with you? Yeah, the best.
Well, she's like, only 37. He's 24. It's not that old.
There is a very easy way to go through life. Those that show the most have the least.
I don't buy it. I don't subscribe to that one at all.
1,000. Any guy that comes in is like, I had the best sex of my life.
Maybe he
didn't.
Maybe he
did. No shot.
Maybe he did.
You don't need to tell other people about it.
Some people like to tell. Listen.
No, do you think he would say?
The rich like to show off what they got. And I don't go,
the very rich do not.
You know what? Guess what? Ernie Bach ain't got no money. All those cars in his car salon. Oh, he's just trying. No.
But if you see Ernie Bach out on the street, Ernie Bach's not wearing, like, labels
but
all
some,
over him. He is very, very modest.
Right. But some rich people wear labels. And guess what? They got money. Yeah. Some people.
Look at Greg. Greg wears the same T-shirt every other day, and he has more money than anyone.
Why am I catching strays?
Well, because you've got money.
It's not the same one.
No, but it's not
the
style.
I haven't worn this in like a week.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to talk to Boomer Esiason on week one of the NFL season next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.